This podcast brought to you by Amy Oliver Togrofer, my mum.
Hey there. Welcome to Mumotography, the beginner photography podcast just for mums. I'm Amy Oliver and I'm a mama of two cheeky girls. And I've also been a family photographer for the last 10 years. I'm on a mission to help you take better photos of your kids without the confusing technical jargon.
Mums don't have time for that.
I'll be sitting down with mamas like yourselves, professional family photographers and camera-savvy Insta-mums. We'll chat about taking photos of your kids, tips and tricks, and how the heck did she make that photo? As well as other stuff that mums talk about, you know, not sleeping, poo, play dates, the mummy juggle. I know you hear me. So grab a cuppa, put your earbuds in and get comfy. This is beginner photography and so much more just for you. And welcome to the very beginning of the Mumotography podcast. I'm your host, Amy Oliver, and it is so cool to have you tuning in, even if it is just you, mum. But I want to kick this little podcast off with my own photography journey story. I've been a photographer for over 10 years, and so this kind of seems like a long time ago, but also like yesterday as well. I guess I just want to share how I got started in photography, the things I struggled with and how I learned and how I figured out all the main things and even why I love this incredible medium. And I guess I also want to explain my journey in light of why I've started this podcast and Mumotography as my new venture. So I really hope that this is an enlightening episode, that it's encouraging, because you'll hear that I didn't have it all worked out straight away, far from it. But in the beginning, I was just really passionate and I was falling deeply in love with making photos of people and for people. So without further ado, I'm just going to dive in. So I love listening to emotional music that makes people want to cry. I know that sounds strange, but it fills my cup in a really weird way. And as a kid, I was a pretty emotionally driven little soul. I loved locking myself in my bedroom, lying on my bed and listening to any kind of emotional music and imagining movie scenes and video clips. And just like any deep emotional music that moved people to tears, I was there for it. I loved it. So I loved Jewel. She was like an all-time fave. Evanescence, Live, you know, like music that had this like deep bass emotion to it. Like I loved it. And my poor parents, my mom particularly, I can remember one day her just going, Amy, turn it down. Enough. It's enough. And I think between my mom and myself being a moody teenager, and then my moody emotional music, there was just a lot of deep emotions going on in our house. Yeah, funny, hey? And it's even funnier now that my job is actually to take, you know, emotional, beautiful images and make slideshows to beautiful emotional music. And usually the outcome is that mums cry. So it's so funny. And it does, like I said, it fills my cup and it makes me feel awesome when I get emails back from mums that are like, oh, I'm crying. This is amazing. Yeah. So you can see a little bit of the background as to why I get excited about that. But anyway, my photography journey. So as I said, I was quite in my head as a young kid. I was very visually motivated and just inspired a lot visually. And I went to what you'd call probably a budget private school. So photography was not a subject that was offered. And I never really excelled at art or anything because I thought to be good at art, you had to draw. And while I loved art, like I said, like it was an awesome creative outlet and space, I didn't really follow it through into the later years of high school because, again, I thought I had to be able to draw and I couldn't. I wish I'd had someone to talk through this with because I should have just done it anyway. But anyway, alas, that did not happen. So I didn't really get into photography in high school. I didn't really have much money as a kid either. And you know what? My mum had a digital SLR film camera and I got to use that every now and then and it was awesome. But that was kind of the extent of my photography experience. So fast forward to finishing school, doing some courses, meeting my husband and then getting married. I decided in those early years of our marriage that I wanted to explore photography because I always had this feeling of, you know, being a part of cool moments and feeling like I was missing out because I was always imagining in my head, if I had a camera right now, this is how I would capture it. This is the story that I'd tell. This is how I'd make it look. And I was just sick of having that feeling of missing out all the time. So that is what motivated me to get a camera. And also I'd done courses and all this kind of stuff, and I didn't really want to go and do anything that I'd studied. So yeah, photography, the idea of photography excited me, and I thought, no, this, I have to give this a go. So I bought a Canon 40D digital SLR camera and a little nifty 50 lens, and I started trying to teach myself photography. And surprise, surprise, it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. Now, I didn't do any tertiary education in photography, and I pretty much learned by teaching myself, playing with my camera, and then later on probably what you'd call on-the-job training. And I don't know if that sounds impressive or not, but it was really hard work trying to figure all this stuff out, and I kind of stumbled through learning the basics of photography. I wasn't into reading manuals. I didn't like watching YouTube videos. I really learned by taking a photo, looking at the back of my camera and seeing whether it was working or not. So I did go and do a 4-week TAFE course, but that was kind of useless. It was a class full of middle-aged men comparing their gear to each other, how big it was, how much they paid for it. And they had no idea how to use it. They had no idea how to take photos, but you know, it was not a very inspiring place. It was kind of a frustrating place. And while the teacher was lovely, he was not very inspiring either. And we were spending way too much time learning areas of photography that didn't interest me, like nighttime streaking light photography. So needless to say, I didn't learn much practically about shooting in manual at that course at all. So I kind of plodded along, and I was working at an online fabric store at the time. So between my very part-time job, no kids yet, I had quite a bit of time to work this photography thing out. And I would go in and out of feeling totally excited about this new hobby, maybe career, but then I was just getting equally as frustrated and deflated when I couldn't work out how the photographers I was looking up to on the blogs in those days, how they were achieving the images that they were. And I couldn't work out for the life of me why their images look so different to mine. And when it came to editing, that was just felt like another mountain to overcome. A steep learning curve that I kind of hacked myself through. And please don't go back and look at my earlier Instagram posts, because you'll see how terrible my color editing was. And then there was the challenge of actually just taking the photo, you know, setting up a scene, learning the knack of getting people together and to do what you ask them in like this fun and non-cheesy way, pressing the button. You know, it was like a lot to learn, and, you know, I'd get little wins and it would be amazing. But then as soon as I got little wins, I'd be feeling equally as deflated because I just felt like there was so much that I was struggling to learn and to work out. So while I was getting a little bit of progress, it was kind of slow. And by this point, I'd actually decided that I wanted to be a photographer. You know, there was this quote that I had in my head all the time, and it was, you know, how you spend your days is how you spend your life. And I just thought, you know what? I'm loving photography. I'm loving this feeling. If I could spend my days getting paid to take photos of people, then this would be a pretty cool life. So I was pretty driven by this point, and I knew that, you know, landscape, still life, animals bore the absolute pants off me. I didn't want to do that, but I love taking photos of people. And I got these glimpses of what it actually felt like to capture the essence of a person in an image. And it was just the most cool feeling. Like, it was cool for me. It was cool for them. It was cool for their families. And just this whole thing felt like this amazing, beautiful, creative circle that just seemed to keep giving and giving to everyone who either got to have their photo taken or, you know, the impact, like I said, the impact of their families, the impact on me. It was just the best feeling ever. And so from that point on, I decided I wanted to make this a career. I'd finally found a hobby that was lighting me up. But like I said earlier, I struggled to work out what gear I needed to make these images look like how my hero's images looked. I didn't know how to read light. I didn't know where to put a person, you know, if they actually agreed to be photographed by me, in order to take a good, well-lit photo. I didn't know how to edit properly. Photoshop overwhelmed me, and I was like, what even is Lightroom? And some photographers were telling me to just shoot in JPEG, and then another photographer would give me dirty looks if I even mentioned the J word. So I just had so many questions I needed answering and I was a bit overwhelmed. Overwhelmed but driven. There was a lot to work out. So I decided I needed help from an actual photographer, which seems pretty obvious, but it was a bit of a light bulb moment for me. You know, as I said earlier, manuals were not my thing. Instructional blogs were not my thing. YouTube was not my thing because there was just so many guys on there talking about specs and gear and making things so complicated. I just wanted help from a real person who was a photographer. So that was my plan. So I decided to get my little thinking cap on and I started Googling. I started typing things in like photography mentor Melbourne, photography help Melbourne, photography portrait school Melbourne. And anyway, you might laugh now, but it actually worked. I found a lovely guy not far from me willing to help me. I landed an unofficial, mini, unconventional, unpaid apprenticeship, and I shot weddings with this photographer. I hung out at the studio a lot. I got challenged and scared in ways that grew me and just grew my ability quickly. And I also had lots of my questions answered, and it was amazing. I felt really lucky to be in this position. It was really lucky to find a person like this. But this guy, while lovely, was quite a bit older than me, and through my eyes, it seemed like there was this beautiful new wave of photography coming through. You know, film was kind of on its way out, the digital cameras were getting amazing, and it just looked like the style of photography was just getting a lot more stylish, like, and cooler. You know, like there were more hipster kind of weddings. There was this beautiful documentary element to photography that was being brought to the commercial kind of space. And this guy couldn't really help me there. And I think in the end, I was doing, you know, I learned by doing the opposite of what he said for me to do. But that's how I learned. And it was great. And I am so thankful that I found someone who was willing to help me like that. I'm super thankful to him. And so after that, I went on to start my own photography business. That was over 10 years ago. I've shot hundreds of weddings. I've shot famous celebrities. I've shot families of all different kinds from all over Australia, as well as just having the privilege to document my own precious kids as they've grown. And what a gift photography has been. You know, I got to photograph so many other people's families and kids and weddings and births and that kind of thing. And then I had my own kids and I've been able to do the same. So just like, it's just been such a gift for us to have beautiful photos of our own kids, and also awesome for my kids to be able to look back and see themselves in some really beautiful photos as well. It's just the gift that keeps on giving. This photography path I've chosen has been a really good one and I am really thankful for it. And I don't know where I'd be without my camera. It's a really weird thought. I think I would have had a really different life if I had not found photography. So I've been really lucky to find a hobby that I love so much that turned into a passion, that turned into a career for me. And I get to do this most days of my life and it still lights me up. It still gives and gives and gives. And I've just been able to be a part of so many pinch me moments. Like, it's been the best, you know, from people getting married and then people getting married in incredible locations, me being able to be in the delivery suite while babies are being born and just document that story for parents, celebrations of all kind, and just like getting to photograph the love between a mum and her kids. Oh, I didn't mean, I'm getting emotional. It's just like, I feel like that's the best thing ever. Like, that's probably my favorite thing to photograph. I have the best job in the world and it's made my life richer, absolutely richer, that's for sure. So yeah, so that's a little bit of my journey and my story. And I hope that's really encouraging for you to know that I didn't just pick up my camera and know how to do stuff. It took a while and it was hard, but I worked it out. And I didn't expect to get this emotional about it, but it's just been such an amazing journey for me and such a big part of my life. And so yeah, it makes sense that I'm feeling teary. I'd just like to pause for a minute and I want to explain another exciting thing or resource that Mummatography will be delivering on a regular basis to you, our listeners, and that is free photo recipes. Now, what is a photo recipe, I hear you ask? Well, it's basically a set of instructions, much like how a cooking recipe reads, that takes you through a series of simple steps to set up a beautiful or creative or fun scene at your home with your kids so that you can practice your photography skills while your kids are engaged and entertained. So these recipes are designed to inspire creativity in you and spare the tears from everyone, including you. And the good news is there's actually a photo recipe waiting for you right now. So if you just go to www.mamatography, which is mamatography.co/Amy's story, or just go to the Mamatography website, which is mamatography.co, and follow the links, you can actually download this recipe for free. So this week's recipe, it involves taking photos of your kids in your bedroom. So maybe finding a little bit of greenery to brighten up your room. There might be some jumping on the bed involved and rewarding yourself or psyching yourself up, you choose, with a glass of wine. So go and get this recipe, head on over, download it. It's my gift to you and I hope it is super helpful. So as you've heard, photography, it does, it means heaps to me and I find so much joy and pleasure in it. And I think after 10 years of doing it for myself, I'm ready and I want to help others learn photography as well. And this is the biggest reason why I'm starting this Mamatography podcast and changing my direction a little bit is because I want to help mums learn how to take beautiful photos of their kids and know what it's like to kind of have your breath taken away a little bit by something you've created. It's such a beautiful feeling and it fills you up in a really simple way, like a really simple and a really honest way. And I guess I'm just like, I've experienced this joy and I want other people to experience that as well. And so I want to teach mums. I want to teach mums how to take better photos of their kids and find the same joy in it that I have. And so I didn't just start Mamatography because I thought maybe there are some mums out there that want to learn photography. No, not at all. Because I've been going into people's homes for 10 years and talking to parents, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are lots of mums out there that have these amazing, fancy digital SLR cameras and no idea how to use them. You know, they'd bought the camera with the intention of learning either when they were going traveling or when they had their first kid, but for whatever reason have felt overwhelmed or frustrated or didn't know where to start. And they'd love to, but they're just a bit overwhelmed by the whole thing. It's a really common situation that I find myself in when I'm doing, say, like a newborn session and I'm in the bedroom with the mom and we're photographing their baby and we're chatting and she's pulled out her amazing camera and she's showing me. And sometimes the cameras are better than mine, but they still have no idea how to use them. And that's not their fault at all. Like, as I said in my story, like it can be really hard to get started and know how to get the information that you need or the gear that you need or the computer software that you need. And I could see the internal struggle that parents were having with their digital SLR cameras. They wanted to know how to use them, but they didn't. And there was almost like a little bit of shame, like, oh, we hardly ever pull it out of the wardrobe. We don't take it out of its padded bag. And yeah, there was just so much, I don't know, angst around this camera. And also they didn't want to get the camera wrecked or bumped or dropped by other children. And so it was very often that it would just stay in its padded bag in the wardrobe and you'd have to kind of psych yourself up to pull this camera out. And I would just joke with them and say, you know, we need to get this sorted. I need to teach you photography because this is a really cool camera and it's going to waste in your wardrobe. So this is my reason for starting Mamatography, because I want to help these mums. I know you're out there and I want to serve you and I want to teach you and I want to journey with you. So I started doing research because, as I said, this is a situation that I find myself in all the time. And I realized as I was doing my research that there are very few courses out there that actually make it easy for you to understand photography, especially if you're a mum just wanting to learn how to take photos of your kids. I was getting overwhelmed as a professional trying to research this stuff and I was YouTubing and oh my goodness, there are so many guys on YouTube wanting to nerd out about gear and specs and pixels and they just don't make it easy when someone just wants to learn how to take a beautiful portrait. So I was thinking, where are the easy, simple videos specific to kid photography? And I can tell you there were not many. And not many that I would recommend either. And I thought, if I was feeling this way as a photographer, how might a mum be feeling? A mum who just wants to know how to take better photos of their kids. And so I thought, I have to do this. I've got to help the mums of the world learn how to take photos of their kids without confusing them with technical jargon. Ain't no mama's got time for that. And not just teach you photo basics, although I know that's important at first. But how about I teach you my professional tips and tricks, things that have taken me years and years to work out? What if I could speed up your learning process, save you time and tears and the overwhelm, and just tell you what you need to know in a really simple way, nuggets of gold that you can apply easily to your own family situation? What if I could do that? Mamas need help and education that isn't full of technical jargon or from men who just like to talk about how much gear they have with no idea of how to actually take a beautiful portrait. So that's what I've done, and that is why I've created Mumatography, to help mums easily understand how to take better photos of their kids. And I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you through this podcast and through a course that is nearly ready for you that I'm super excited to share. But I really hope that this podcast is an encouraging, lighthearted corner of podcast world that just kind of drops little nuggets of gold that you can easily apply to your own photography journey. I know that mums have a limited capacity, especially when you've got young kids and your brain's tired. I know that. I've been there. I'm still there sometimes. But I also know that you need quick wins, and I know that you don't want long, boring instructional blogs or YouTube clips or even camera manuals. And I especially know that you don't want guys talking about their gear and their specs and how much they paid for their camera and all the things that are just boring and unimportant. Thank goodness for Mumatography. Am I allowed to say that? So there was a little bit about how I got started in photography and why I'm so excited to launch Mumatography. So thanks for tuning in, and make sure you check out the next episode, which is with one of my beautiful friends, Beck Matheson, and we talk all the things photography, a bit about her journey, and she has got some nuggets of gold to share with you. So I hope you like it, and I'll see you on the next episode.